A word for you from Luke chapter 6 verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? A very straightforward saying. There is so much implied, and the Lord goes on to explain in using a parable exactly what he means by this. But let's just take the words Lord, Lord. It is true, he is Lord indeed. And we can start with finding out why he is Lord, and does he deserve to be Lord? What does it mean for my life? Then it begins to be understandable why, in saying Lord, Lord, we can do what he tells us, and we do it willingly and lovingly. He is Lord, for it refers in the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. It speaks about God's lordship over 1,000 times. And the Lord himself, the New Testament, speaks about his lordship, how when he went to the cross and went into the grave, rose again. The Bible says at the end of Matthew, all power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. In other words, he is Lord. Though he humbled himself, though he made himself the very least, yes, even unto death, God has highly exalted him. He is Lord of Lords. He is King of Kings. It's not that your life will remove that authority. He is that anyway. So the question here is, are you allowing him to be that Lord, that King in your life? That is why the Lord says it's useless to call me Lord, Lord, pretending that you acknowledge me as your King, and yet you don't do what I say. When we call him Lord, it is not a threat. Yes, we are afraid of dictators. We reject and despise authorities that are like the dynasty in North Korea, where the Kim family has ruled for decades and is so cruel and heartless towards their own nation. That is a dynasty. That is a type of Lord which we don't need. But when it speaks of the lordship of God in the Bible, it is a loving, protective God. For instance, in Zechariah 2 verse 8, it says, we are the apple of his eye. 1 John 3 verse 1, it says, great is the love the Father has lavished on us. In Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? It's a protective lordship that our Lord has. Are you under the covering and shadow of Christ's lordship even now?